With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A young child died when an ATV they were on rolled over in Oneida County. Just after 6 p.m. Saturday, the Oneida County Sheriff's Office got a report of an ATV accident off Ruckert Road in the town of Pelican. The passengers on the ATV were 9, 7, and 4 years old. The 4-year-old was trapped under the ATV. Witnesses tried to save the child's life. However, the 4-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. A number of agencies provided assistance at the scene of the accident. A Portage woman died after being hurt in a Vilas County ATV crash. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got a 911 call at 3:40 p.m. Saturday afternoon about the accident on Bonheim Road in the town of Conover. The caller said the woman had been ejected from the ATV and was unconscious. The 49-year-old woman was taken to a hospital in Eagle River, then flown to Aspirus Wausau Hospital. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office received word Monday morning that the woman had died. A 3-vehicle crash hurt 7 people in western Oneida County, sending 5 of them to the hospital. The wreck happened just before 2 p.m. Saturday at the intersection of Highway 51 with County Highway K and Swamp Lake Road in the town of Cashion. A northbound Chevy Equinox was stopped on Highway 51 waiting to make a turn onto Swamp Lake Road when it was rear-ended by a GMC Yukon and pushed into the path of an oncoming vehicle. One of the people in the Equinox was med-flighted to Aspirus Wausau Hospital. A second was taken to a hospital in Tomahawk and later med-flighted to Wausau. 2 others in the Equinox were taken to area hospitals. 1 person in the Yukon also went to the hospital. A number of agencies helped at the scene. An elementary school gym teacher in the town of Phelps is raising funds for a fleet of bikes and gear for his students. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed reports.
Phelps Elementary is a small rural school in Vilas County. With under 100 students, it has a tight budget, which doesn't leave a lot of room for extra projects. That's why gym teacher Brandon Sharp is turning to the larger community for support. He wants to get a fleet of bikes and gear to be used in classes and maybe even field trips so kids can develop a lifelong skill.
That's my goal is, you know, you leave school with something you want to do for the rest of your life to stay healthy and fit.
The school is partnering with an organization called All Kids Bike. It's dedicated to teaching every kindergartner in the U.S. how to ride a bike. Through the Kindergarten Learn to Ride program, donors can support teachers in equipping their students with a complete fleet of Strider bikes, helmets, pedal kits, storage racks, curriculum, and more. By providing a standardized fleet to students, teachers can eliminate squabbles over which bike is better. Sharp says it's his mission to help his students utilize the natural resources in the area for their fitness and health, as well as their enjoyment and well-being.
My favorite activity to do for lifelong health.
He hopes to raise $9,000. We have a link to the project donation page at our website at wxpr.org. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
The DNR reports a below-average wild rice harvest in northern Wisconsin so far this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced northern Wisconsin's wild rice crop production is generally below average this year across lakes, flowages, and rivers. Brandon Byrne, wild rice biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, says a mild winter combined with heavy storms in mid-June appear to have set back wild rice production. He says most lakes that have been reliable in recent years should still provide adequate harvest opportunities. Wild rice harvesting is open to all Wisconsin residents, but you do need to get a permit. A decline in wild rice production has been a notable trend over recent decades. Scientists cite the impacts of climate change as a widespread stressor on the wild rice population. As a reminder to boaters, wave activity caused by boats and boating directly through wild rice beds often harm production in wild rice beds. The chancellor of UW-Stevens Point encourages the governor to consider the UW system's funding request for the next 2-year budget. Thomas Gibson says an increase would help them do big things.
The budget will help us attract and recruit talent to the institution. It would also help provide dynamic academic support services for students.
Gibson says keeping tuition affordable is an important aspect of student retention. He says that benefits everyone in the state, no matter if you have a UW campus in your community or not.
Help us produce more talent for businesses and industry that are needing people to help drive the state's economy.
Gibson says when schools turn out graduates, they tend to stay close, which is a benefit to local employers and communities.
Once we have students at our respective institutions within the universities of Wisconsin, after they graduate, they tend to stay in the state for at least 6 to 8 years.
If the budget request makes it into the final spending plan, the universities would not raise tuition for the 2026 and 27 academic years. A castle in the Tomahawk area will be featured in a short film set to debut this month. Pete's Castle tells the story of the man behind the castle, Pete Kelly. The castle is open to the public during the fall ride each fall. The film was made by Nate Shepard, who said there's been work done about the castle, but not much about the man who built it.
Who makes a castle, and what is how do they work, and what's their personality, what's their sense of humor? And so the film is actually a little bit unique in that regard, where it's more, that's why I call it Pete's Castle, because it's focused more on Pete rather than the castle.
The film is set to debut September 27th, though details about the debut are still being sorted out. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.